Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
I'm Howard Feldman. This is your morning mayhem. It's 101.9 Chai FM. Joining us on the line is the Chief Executive Officer at the Chevra Kadisha, Saul Thompson. Saul, are you going to be nice to me this morning?
Howard, I'm always nice to you.
It is true that. It is true. Never a bad word. That is absolutely true. It's rough out there, Saul. I'm telling you. It is rough.
Yeah, but I thoroughly enjoyed your music choice today.
Thank you very much. Today, did you say?
Yeah. So far, so good.
Exactly. All right. So you've launched what I think is a phenomenal, phenomenal Purim campaign. Tell us about it.
Thanks, Howie. I think, you know, just sensitive to the times that we're living in, the Chev's always very, very active on Purim. It's probably our number one day in the year, in the sense that we collect so much money on the single day and we have this similar logistics of getting it all out. But I think this year there was just this heightened sensitivity, that just so many people are home, are isolated, are alone. And usually we hold a massive suda for all of our clients who have nowhere to go. We put up a big marquee on our property and everybody comes and enjoys. But we needed to find a creative way to get them out their homes in a safe environment. And so, yeah, we created this incredible drive-through, which we're looking forward to. I hope you're going to come.
Yeah, I might well do that. So it's obviously everything around the campus is around safety, making sure that the residents are looked after. This has to have been an incredible challenge.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, our gates have been closed since the 13th of March last year. Aside from staff, no one's been in or out. And we're kind of throwing them open for this day. And the campus in Glen Hazel is massive, and there's a long winding road. I think, you know, it's more than a kilometer in length. And so we felt that, you know, if the residents are all indoors and there's lots of entertainment happening for them, then we can open up the gates and bring the community in and let them wind through this maze that we've created with, I think there's over 50 different acts, 4 or 5 different bands. I think there are 100 dancers. So it's really huge scale. And, yeah, we're hoping to get, you know, everybody through. You won't leave your car. Everything is from your car, and, you know, you look through the windows and you just see, listen and enjoy. And it's completely different, but it's completely safe, and it's done on a massive scale. So we really think it's going to be groundbreaking and innovative, and it'll give a sense of joy, not only to the community, but also to the people that the Chev look after in the community, who are just, you know, many of whom are isolated and don't really have an opportunity to get out in a safe way. So,
And where will the residents be? What will their access to most of this be?
Well, look, the residents during the drive-through, obviously, you know, they've got their windows overlooking, so they're basically going to see this happening all the time. Right. And I think for them, it's going to be fascinating to see all the cars coming through. You know, it's literally winding around the whole campus. Before we open it up to the public, you know, we're going to have an opportunity for the, you know, the Sol and Siegel residents are going to go through the maze, and we're going to try and make sure that those that are able to can enjoy it too. And then some of the acts, of course, are going back into the home afterwards in safe ways. And so I think they'll be entertained from their windows. They'll be, you know, every side of the building is going to have a different band. So I think it's just going to bring them a lot of vibrancy and joy.
Incredible. Was this one of the larger challenges in terms of morale? Would you say that was, you know, you've got obviously all the different areas. You've got actual health and safety. You've got the additional fundraising and costs that all the COVID protocols have demanded from you. And then there's the morale aspect. All of these were significant challenges, have been unbelievable challenges, in fact, over the last year. Are any of them greater than the other?
Look, you're asking a very astute question, I think, as you always do. And I think in some aspects, people have seen what's presented on the face, which has been clinical. And of course, that's been a big concern with our residents. And it's been financial. And that's been a big concern for our clients in the community. But I think the real secret behind, you know, the Chev's COVID response has been, you know, thinking about the psychosocial needs, both of the residents and of the clients. So, you know, I think our residents have fared well from a morale point of view because they're in a community environment. You know, they're not isolated.
Right. So they actually are social. They're probably more social than most of us.
Correct. Our view was if we can keep the interior of the campus safe, we can preserve their life. And fascinating to note that many of them have had more contact with their families via digital mediums, certainly the overseas families, than ever before. So they've got everything they need inside this campus. They're constantly, you know, entertained and lots of activities. And so from the residents' perspective, I think, you know, we've really done well in that aspect. And to the degree that I think through the second wave, we didn't have a single infection.
Which is
nothing short of a miracle in the homes.
Yeah, absolutely phenomenal.
Not a single infection during the second wave. Yeah, it's phenomenal.
And especially considering that there's medical staff and assistants that are coming in and out. So it's not a perfectly sterile environment. You do have people that have to come in or out.
Yeah, of course. I mean, our residents are supported 24/7. I think there's over 200 staff that work just through the night, you know, so every night. So, of course, that's a challenge, but we've, you know, the protocols are good. They're very diligent with their PPE, and it really does make a difference. And I'm sure a lot of it's got to do with, you know, Hashem's blessing, because your systems are never perfect. But I just wanted to say also the morale of the community members, certainly the beneficiaries that the Chev helped financially. I mean, it's been a huge story that, and we've, I think I looked at the numbers the other day, we have nearly 400 new welfare families we're assisting since last year, March. But it's not just about the financial assistance. It's also about their emotional needs. And that's the drive for this Purim. So look, on the financial side, what I'm happy to share with you is that we've set ourselves the goal of doubling what we give our beneficiaries for their Purim grants. And the reason is most of those that we're helping are really those that are affected the most. They have very minimal means, and those means have been reduced even further. And so we're trying this Purim to double what we give those beneficiaries, which is an audacious goal on our behalf. But so far we've seen a tremendous response from the community in terms of their Matanot Lev Yonim. And I think this year, Howie, also with people not in shul, many more people are using our digital platforms to donate. So we see.
I have to tell
you,
it's such a pleasure as an option. Not that I've done it yet, but it is just so good to know that, oh, I'm going to shul. Have I taken money with me? Do I need to have the cash on me? You can just, and I was going to ask you that, is just to tell people exactly how they can do that and how the Mitzvah Matanot Le'ev Yonim works, that it is, that they can be assured that it is being fulfilled as it is meant to do, be according to Jewish law.
Okay, so I'll answer that last part first. I mean, we've been doing it now for, I think, 13 years, and we engaged quite closely with Rabbi Kurtzsag in the early days to work out the logistics. And essentially what we do is we ensure that on the day of Purim, we distribute the funds. Obviously, in the years gone by, we would have, you know, we'd be giving out physical cash and food. This year is slightly different in terms of the mechanics. But either way, we ensure that they have the money by Purim. So the Chev basically pre-commits what we think will be exceed what we raise to ensure that everything is given out. And to date, we've always managed to, you know, to raise close to what we've committed. So the money goes out before Purim and on Purim so that they have the money on Purim day. And we make sure that they've got, you know, we usually make sure that they've got food on the day, or they come to a su'uda so that they've fulfilled that mitzvah. And then the money that you donate, we ensure that that goes to at least two families. So, you know, it's a really well choreographed situation. And so there's actually a video on Facebook with Rabbi Fox explaining all the different halachic imperatives. But it's done at the absolute highest level. And you're definitely technically compliant. And then in terms of the digital platforms, that's really been a story for the last, you know, kind of 7 or 8 years. Mm-hmm. We first did it on web and with credit cards in the shul. And now we've moved more towards the app. So you now on our app have a dedicated Matanot Lev Yonim charity can. And if whatever's dropped into the can on the day or today or tomorrow, we are accounting for it throughout the day, and we're ensuring that it's all distributed. So you literally, you know, you can do this while you're at home, avoiding the crowds with your mask on. You can drag and drop a coin, and we then know that you've made that donation.
I think that is really, really incredible. Just give us the name of the app in case people don't already have it.
You search Chevra Kedisha on either the App Store or the Google Play Store, and I probably could announce that you can now also stream funerals off the app. You can see funerals, dates, and times. So it's your one-stop shop for all the things that Chev's busy with.
Incredible. Absolutely unbelievable work that you are doing. Wishing you, first of all, a Purim, Chag Purim Sameach, good luck for the campaign, and to just keep doing the amazing, amazing work that you are doing. I've been chatting to the CEO, the Chief Executive Officer of the Chevra Kedisha Group, Saul Thompson, hearing about their campaign that is coming up in the next day or so.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.